Now's the time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Christina Jedra has been tracking the costs of the Kealoha trial involving the former Honolulu Police Chief, Louis Kealoha, and his deputy prosecutor wife, Catherine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Gee, I think the headline to your story could be Kealoha Ka-ching.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. So when it comes to the Kealohas, we have criminal cases, we have civil cases, and then there's also civil cases about criminal cases. And all of this adds up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, that taxpayers are really paying in the end. And to try and add up the total, according to one Honolulu lawyer, is really impossible.
Now, I know that just the one lawsuit, I think, that the Kealoha has filed against the Ethics Commission was like almost $700,000.
Right. Yeah, that one case alone, because they sued the Ethics Commission, the former director, and also a former investigator, and that added up to an amount that breaks down to about 70 cents per Oahu resident. And that's just one case that ended up being dismissed. But, you know, with the Kealohas, they just had their trial that ended in June. There's two other trials upcoming, if not more. And then there's all of these civil cases that they filed along the way, in addition to a dispute that was addressed at a city council meeting yesterday. The police commission had approved a taxpayer-funded attorney for Louis Kealoha, and the city disagreed with that. So now we have taxpayers paying for opposing sides of a legal dispute over taxpayer-funded attorneys. So it's just endless, as Ali Silvert described it. He's the public defender for Catherine's uncle, Gerard Puana.
Yeah, it just makes you want to tear your hair out.
Yeah, it's really frustrating for citizens. I've been reading a lot of the comments on these stories, and they're just feeling like enough is enough. Not only have these cases resulted in kind of a loss of faith of city government, but they're also left holding the bag at the end of the day, and they're really tired of it.
Now, I know that there were unusual costs too, because the federal court had to rent out the Blaisdell when they were doing the jury selection for
That's right. A lot of unexpected costs that aren't normally involved in a criminal case. Jurors cost money, renting out the Blaisdell costs money. So all of these things add up, and it's really tough to track because government agencies don't tend to track their billable hours like a private attorney might for a client. So all we can do is kind of guess, and maybe people feel better not even knowing the actual number.
Well, who did you reach out to for reaction to the cause?
Well, I spoke with Ali Silvert, who represented Gerard Puana, and he has been, an observer and involved with this case from the beginning. And he really said that a lot of these costs were unnecessary, that the Kealohas really at any time could have pleaded guilty and save taxpayers a lot of money. Trials are really expensive. And Mr. Silvert said that, the couple fought him at every step of the way in an earlier civil case. Just every subpoena they fought, and it makes it even more expensive.
Oh, who else did you talk to?
Well, I reached out to Common Cause, Sandy Maas, the director there, and she just said it's really unfortunate that money that could be spent on, social services, addressing Oahu's homeless issue, this is money that instead was spent on these cases. I also reached out to Mayor Kurt Caldwell's office on Tuesday, but I didn't really get a response from him. I heard from his communications director yesterday, and he said the mayor was enjoying time off for his birthday. So we don't really know how he feels about this.
Well, that's funny, because I was just talking to Senator Mazie Hirono, and she said she often needs a Trump-free day So maybe the mayor needed a Ke Aloha free day.
Yeah, that's possible. I know he's back on the job today. But yeah, you know, he said back in June that after the guilty verdicts came down that it's time to move on. So I guess that's his stance on the Ke Aloha issues. But for a lot of citizens, they're not ready to move on, you know, emotionally. And also they're going to keep paying for these cases ongoing. So they're very much still concerned.
Okay, well, the mayor's back on the job today, and, you know, a little bird told me that today is your birthday, and you're working.
That is true. I am. Yeah, I'm happy to be here on my birthday answering questions and trying to keep people informed, so thank
you. Okay, we appreciate you tracking all of this, because, like we said, Ke Aloha ka-ching. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.